Sergeant! Maybe I should call you Tiger. Come on, wait. Come on. Gotta get myself some of that foot cream. Yeah, sore as all heck.
Morning.
Morning, Mr. Lister. Got a couple for you today.
Thanks.
One of them like from long distance, too.
You read the letters before you deliver them, Mr. Hitchens?
No, just look where they come from. Here you are, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So long.
I wonder. Dear Mrs. Lister, I feel it should be brought to your attention that you have been...
Oh, but that's not true. He had nothing to do with it. Nothing. But I haven't any money. I can't pay this. And it's not true.
The Sons of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
the postman knocks, death.
Where are we off to this time, Lee?
Morris Park Avenue, 28.
That beats me.
What does?
The Bronx, where we're going?
Oh, no, not that. How a guy can get a kick out of driving people to kill themselves.
That's not quite the case here, Johnny. This guy, or guys, well, it's a money thing as well, of course.
Sure. Let's say it's one guy. We haven't got anything to the contrary yet.
Sure.
He writes letters, the old poison pen style. Except the stuff he writes is grounded on fact.
Yeah. All concerning ex-cons. And so far, two women have been taken to hospital. Overdosed.
And one has died, Mrs. Lister. Why the heck didn't she contact us sooner?
Human nature, Johnny. She wanted help, sure, but who could she turn to? She wasn't to know that we were already investigating the case.
Fear of the cops, huh?
Got the letter with you? One Mrs. Goodrum got?
Yeah.
Five letters in all. Four we've got. Always the dames, the wives.
Yeah. Mrs. Inkman, Mrs. Toohey, Mrs. Carpenter, Mrs. Goodrum.
And the hospital at the Bronx holding the fifth letter. For the fifth woman, Mrs. Lister.
Who died last night. Well, they could have handed over the letter to the cops. There's a precinct right there.
I'd rather they didn't come in. We near?
2 minutes. We're going up White Plains Road right now. Turn right soon, I guess. It'll be quite a snazzy area for a convict's wife to live.
Oh, you think so? You study human nature again, Johnny.
I wonder who the heck can be behind it. I might like to break his neck.
Feelings mutual. And if it's a dame?
Is it?
I don't think so. Any comfort to you, Johnny?
Not to be brought into any scandal.
It won't be, unless you've blabbed yourself.
Of course I haven't.
It'll be kept as quiet as possible. Keep tabs on your staff, though.
Of course. Anything else?
Yeah. You're English.
Yeah, I've been here since I was a young man. Why?
Oh, nothing. Just asking. Johnny, you fix for the body to be taken away?
Sure, I'll have an autopsy done right away. Steinberg will call us.
Good.
I'd like to endorse what I said. No scandal, please. Policemen have certain habits.
So do a lot of human beings. Meaning?
I mean, something the newspapers, perhaps, and all that, you know.
I know that Mrs. Lister was brought into this hospital last night. I know she took an overdose of pills. I know also that there was a delay in getting her to the stomach pump. It is possible that she may have lived but for that delay, you know?
What are you saying?
Just stating facts, Mr. Luckner. Sorry, Dr. Luckner.
The delay was unavoidable. The staff panicked a little.
Yeah, sure.
Good heavens, man, do you think we just let her die? I personally got here as soon as I could. For the record, two of the staff nurses have been fired. Does that satisfy you?
Yeah, in a way. For the record, I'll take the letter with me. The one that was on Mrs. Lister's person when she was brought in.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, here, Lee.
Here, Johnny.
Is there anything else you want?
Not particularly. We'll just work our way around the hospital and ask a few questions. Your ambulance guy's on duty?
Yes, of course.
But not the one who brought Mrs. Lister in last night. Yeah. I'd like his address, please.
I think I should come along with you, Mr. Masters.
Oh, you do? We'll make it on our own, thanks.
Very well. You'll get the address down at the desk.
Sure, thanks. Okay, Johnny, lead off. We've got a lot to do.
Hey, great guy, that Luckner.
He runs a big hospital, Johnny.
Oh, no, it's more than that. Beefing away at us. He's the chairman of the board of that place?
Yeah, you heard him.
And the kind of guy I don't like. Throws up a practice for dough.
Oh, he does the occasional operation, I gather.
They've been here long?
5 years, he said, in New York. I want to check on that.
Yeah, we'll do. Oh, we see this ambulance driver first?
Uh-huh. You notice how Sturm that night Porter kept? About last night when the Dane was brought in. Couldn't quite remember when she came in. Thought it was written into the books. Didn't recall any delay. Those two staff nurses reckon they weren't called in until too late. Then they rushed the Dane down to the operating table for the pump.
Well, what gives, Lee?
Luckner was around last night. Maybe it all happened the way he said. Maybe those staff nurses are lying. Maybe they just flunked an emergency case, lost their cool, you know? I wonder. Yeah, I wonder.
Well, there's not much I can tell you, guys. I got a call down at the ambulance bay. Took off and brought her back to the hospital.
Who called you?
A neighbor. Don't recall the name. It's in the record book, though.
Uh-huh. You brought Mrs. Lister in, handed her over. The night porter and the nursing staff took over. You stick around after that?
Oh, no, I went back to the stable. That's what we call the place where we keep the ambulances.
You see Mr. Luckner?
Yeah, he was around. He seemed to take quite an interest in what was going on.
You hear him give any specific orders?
No, I was on my way out by then. But he was fussing around, all right. Hey, wait a minute. Seemed to be in a pretty bad mood, shouting more than usual.
In a way that might have caused a bit of panic?
Yeah, maybe. Now, wait a minute. I don't know what you guys are getting at. I'm not saying that Mr. Luckner is
here. Did cause a panic. Yeah, we know. Okay, Steve, you take it easy now.
What gives? A doubt took pills. An overdose is all.
Sure. This is in connection with another case, Steve. Thanks for talking to us.
Want me to read the Lister letter back to you?
Yeah.
Dear Mrs. Lister, I feel it should be brought to your attention that your husband is in trouble. He's due to come out of prison in a month, only he won't be coming out. You see, it's known that he was involved in another robbery. The cops don't know this, but certain parties do. Information will be given to the cops unless you can pay up some dough. $1,000. Leave the dough under the name Smith at the collect box at Grand Central Station. If you don't do this, your husband will come back inside again for another 5 years at least. I mean business.
And that's it?
Yeah.
And the letters to the other dames, all the same writing?
Yeah, now, like I said, well, you felt them anyway.
All right, let's go over it again. The first four dames paid over $1,000 each, deposited at Grand Central. The fourth, Mrs. Goodrun, got another demand. She, too, knew she couldn't pay more. Lost her nerve.
Tried to bump herself off. That's where we came in. Got to know all about it.
Sure. Now, Mrs. Lister had money in the bank. Nothing withdrawn. So, maybe didn't pay. Yet she tries to kill herself.
Does kill herself.
Why? Someone is being blackmailed. Getting these letters may run, but why commit suicide?
If they commit it suicidally.
Exactly.
And how does Luckner tie in?
I'm not sure that he does, but who's writing the letters? In all of them, the word come. Come out of prison won't be coming out. That last letter, come back inside again. Now, why not go back inside again?
Like written from inside the pen?
Inkman, Tui, Carpenter, Gudrun, and Lister. All serving time. Same place. And what if the letters were written from inside? By a con who knows these boys and their records. Johnny, get on the phone, find out what they're in for. Then call Bert down to police headquarters. Get him to check what large-scale robberies, large-scale, Johnny, are still open in his books around New York up until the time those five guys went inside.
Hey, Dutch. Got a message for you, Hofrau. Same guy who's been getting the letters out that you write.
Right. Oh. Keep the voice down. Both of you want to lie.
Okay, okay. Well, Steve, shout at me, Dutch. You want to hear the message?
Yeah, you fool, quickly.
What's just to leave off for a while. Things are getting hot. The FBI are in. Okay.
So, thank you, my friend. Shove off now, Pete. Let's think. Could it be traced back to me? No, no, Pete won't talk. But outside, he can't prove nothing, nothing.
Come on, Dutch. On your feet. Got some nice rat breaking for you. Why the long face? Come on, up.
Thank you. Long face, sir? Not me at all.
Look at it again. All these letters written by the same hand. Good paper. Silk weave. Expensive. Not what you'd find inside a prison.
That's right.
Think later come back with anything on this?
Not yet.
Like I told him. Could be Revon Special or English Smooth. A lot of it's sold in New York.
Yeah, he confirmed that.
Johnny, call him again. He was trying to trace out which stores kept it. Tell him to switch his operations to the Bronx area.
Riley?
Because Dr., sometime practicing Dr. Luckner, operates there. Chairman of the board of the Wells Hospital. Lives just outside Bronx in Mount Vernon. Give Finklater a description of the man, would you? When he finds out where this kind of paper was sold, let him check if they can remember who bought recently.
You mean Luckner wrote the letters?
No.
So why? He bought it, though? Maybe.
Maybe what?
Something to do with that dame that died, Mrs. Lister. Something to do with all the dames concerned, living in Mount Vernon, Bronx area. Something to do with the Wells Hospital and the fuss he kicked up when Lister was bought in.
You think so?
Yeah, just trying to feel my way, Lee.
Yeah, sure. I get that call through to Fink later, will you?
Okay. But why Luckner?
You've named the reasons, plus the expensive writing paper.
Yeah, but what real connection is there?
That's what we'll find out, Johnny. When you're done with the phone call, let's go see Mrs. Gudrun. You did fix her for police protection, huh?
Yeah, like you said. Why not the others? Mrs. Tui, Mrs. Carpenter, Mrs. Inkman.
Maybe because they didn't see him. Maybe because they just paid and kept quiet.
Maybe they didn't see him?
Sure.
Who?
Call Finklater.
Didn't see who, Lee?
Before they skipped town, I mean.
You're not answering my question, Lee Masters.
Figure it for yourself. Pick up the phone again and make that call.
Okay. Thank you. But why are we going to see Mrs. Goodrin?
Huh? Oh, just to check she doesn't get herself bumped off is all. Goodrin?
Yeah?
I want you to level with me, just like I leveled with you.
You say my life is in danger?
Yep.
From?
A guy who came to see you.
Who?
You know, a nice, quiet-spoken guy. Maybe he had a gun, though it would have been a small gun. The kind a nice, quiet guy would carry, you know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. You took an overdose of pills, Mrs. Goodrin.
Yeah.
You also paid over $1,000 in reply to a letter. Poison pen type letter. A blackmailing letter. Then the pills. Why?
I was run down. Dave being where he is, not seeing him. The kids asking for him all the time. Then the letter. The money. Though we can hardly afford.
Did he call first on the phone? The guy who came to see you?
No one came to see me, Mr. Masters.
I guess he did call. Ask for more money. And maybe you thought you recognized the voice.
I don't know what you're saying.
And when he called, you certainly recognized him.
Don't
know what I'm talking about, yeah. Mrs. Goodrin, you're in danger of your life. There are cops walking around this place day and night. I put them there. Now, will you level? He won't get at you again, the man you fear. I know who he is. We're watching him. But I want your evidence.
I can't. Don't you see? I can't.
Because of your husband. We know that your husband and the other four were crooks, hoods. They worked together, went inside for robbery. All together. And they did another job, didn't they? Elliston Bank, 8 months back.
Oh, but...
Yeah, that was the hold they... the letter guy had over you.
I don't know who wrote the letter.
Not who wrote it, but who got it written. Who collected your $1,000 from Central Station. Who demanded more. Who came to see you. You try to turn him off, maybe.
No.
Go to the cops, maybe. It's a last resort. Then what did he do? Hold a gun on you? Make you take some pills, huh?
I can't tell you. I didn't know about Illiston. Dave said nothing. They're inside now. If I talk to you, that'll come out. I won't see him for another...
You won't see him forever if you don't talk. Johnny, go outside. Tell the boys to go home. This place is no longer under surveillance.
No, please.
You knew Tony Lister and his wife. He was one of the gang, so to speak. She is dead. An overdose, like you. Only she happened to go to the West Hospital. And they were late with a stomach pump. You were lucky. You got taken elsewhere. And they were more efficient. Johnny, send those cops home.
Oh, no, please. All right. I'll tell you.
It's all dovetailing.
Luckner, huh?
None other. He writes on Revon's special writing paper. Thanks to Finklater, we know that.
And he tried to force Mrs. Goodrin to kill herself?
You heard her.
And Mrs. Lister?
The same. And he succeeded by being at the hospital when she was brought in, creating a panic. They didn't clean her out. She died.
He must be nuts.
Maybe.
Why didn't Mrs. Goodrin talk?
Fear. Until we scared her even more than he could.
And the other three dames?
They lit out fast. They must have known their husbands did the Illiston job. They paid up and beat it. Mrs. Goodrin wasn't sure. She paid and argued when the next demand came.
Lister the same?
Sure.
And Luckner himself?
Sort of Al Capone in English tweed.
Boss of the gang?
Yeah.
Why?
Maybe slightly nuts. Maybe needs dough.
When did he meet the other guys?
We'll ask him sometime. Go get the car. We're going to the state pen.
Why?
To sew up the case. You put a call through first to Luckner. Give it a Bronx accent. Tell him you've just got out.
I get it. Tell him his contact inside the prison wants to see him. Urgent.
That's the picture, Johnny.
That's impossible.
I don't know about that, mister. I'm just calling you to give you the message.
He wants to see me, huh?
That's it, mister. Like I said, he's worried. He said the feds are in now.
That's nothing to do with me.
He thinks it is. He's gonna squeal. You don't go and see him.
Hello? Hello? I'll have to buy his silence, I suppose.
the Godwin woman talks, I'm in trouble. I'll draw what I've got in the bank and go, yes. I better see Dutch first, though. Make him keep quiet.
Boy, what a pitch he worked for himself. A beauty.
Well, are you sure he'll turn up?
I'm sure. The hospital wired in any way? Bugged?
No.
Don't kid me, Governor.
The actual examination room, just in case, you know, the cons try a few things, getting off work, trying to get out through alleged sickness, you know.
Sure, yeah. It's relayed through to you here in your office?
Oh, no, the chief guard.
Okay, we go down there.
What do you think Luckner will do, Lee?
Like I said, he's got a good pitch here. One of his many duties is to help out here sometimes. Help the medical staff, I mean. You know, lend out his talents for the love of humanity.
Oh, yeah, before... Well, I'm stunned by what you tell me, but before... Well, he has done a lot. A few operations, too, for no money. Now, our hospital's often short-staffed.
Yeah. Somehow he'll get word through that he's calling, and somehow he'll have a conversation with the man who actually wrote the letters from here.
And what's wrong with you?
Just, in the guts, Doc, like appendicitis could be.
I see. What did you send out that message for? What did you want?
What, me? I didn't send out no message, Doc. What did?
Cut it. Let's get down there, fast.
Hold it, you guys.
Hey, what's going on here?
What?
You can't just come here.
You heard what the man said.
What you doing?
What do you want?
You. Watch them both, Johnny. You too, Governor.
Now, listen to me.
Shut up.
You.
Who's this guy with him, Governor?
Dutch Steiner. In for life.
You write neat letters, Steiner. Luckner, you want to talk now, or I get to pull it out of you?
I don't know what the heck...
Okay. Start from the beginning. Five guys, Tui, Carpenter, Inkman, Gudrun, and Lister. All your boys. All come in here for robbery June 21. You, somehow, don't get involved. Maybe because they stick to the code of the underworld. Not to squeal. But you squealed.
You have nothing on me.
Oh, yes, we do, yes. You needed dough, maybe. They were inside. You knew they'd done the Illiston bank job, too. You got letters written to their wives by Dutch here.
Hey, listen, you guys. I don't know nothing. I come here for a medical examination.
Can it?
What do you think you can prove?
Mrs. Gudrun will give evidence. You fed her pills. A doctor often carries pills or can get them. Maybe you were disturbed and you had to beat it. She didn't get to your hospital, and she lived. Mrs. Lister wasn't so lucky. You were able to stall the staff until it was too late.
Hey, someone's been bumped?
Yeah, Dutch. You feel like the chair.
Hey, wait a minute. All I did was write the letters. He said no one would think they'd come from a prison. I mean,
Don't worry, you'll live, Dutch, if you give a statement to help
me out. Oh, sure, I'd give it to you.
Good. Well, Luckner, greed... Or maybe they didn't give you your share of the Illiston job.
They cheated me. Wouldn't part with it. I engineered it, all of it. They hid the dough. I intended getting back at them.
Which you did, with vengeance. You can take them up to your office, Governor. They'll both talk. Okay, Johnny. Let's go.
Have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry Van Dyke.